You'll hear a student talking about her favourite artist, a woodcarver called Livio Di Marchi. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences. You now have 45 seconds to look at part 2.
So today I want to tell you about my favourite artist. He's an absolutely amazing woodcarver called Livio Di Marchi. I've always loved woodcarving, ever since I was a small child. One of my favourite toys was a lovely carved wooden bear. Also, an uncle had a table made by someone who'd carved a mouse at the top of one of the legs. You couldn't see it without crawling under the table, but it seemed such a personal and fun thing to do. Wood carving is a wonderful kind of art, I think. You just have to marvel at the patience of the people who've spent endless hours creating their works for our pleasure. I'd never be able to do it, I know. Anyway, Livio Di Marchi is a woodcarver from Venice in Italy. He prefers to use simple but familiar tools, including 100 different kinds of chisel and an ancient hammer made of wood. He is truly a master craftsman, and some of his work is absolutely awesome. Many of his pieces are very famous. For example, he did one called A Dream in Venice that made an appearance in 1994. This extraordinary creation is a huge pumpkin drawn by four horses, which rear up when the driver pulls the reins. It can accommodate four people as it glides across the waters of the Venetian canals, and was one of the jewels of the carnival that took place in the city that year. As a child, Di Marchi's interest in ornamental carving led him to work and practice in a craftsman's workshop while studying art and drawing at a famous Venetian art academy. From an early age, he was demonstrating that he had enormous artistic talent for moulding materials, creating wonderfully detailed sculptures. He started off working in marble, later moving to bronze. However, it was not long before he gravitated towards wood. He said he did so because wood offered greater scope. He felt he would be able to put it to a very wide range of uses, and indeed, he has done so. He has created a wonderful variety of pieces. A basket full of teddy bears, items of clothing, all sorts of things. The one I like best is a jacket. It just looks so realistic. You want to touch it because you're sure it must actually be made of leather, but it isn't. But many other people would say their favourite piece is a car. He's done several of those, and they're also amazingly realistic. We often use the word wooden to describe something stiff, but Di Marchi's works are very far from stiff in this sense. In fact, the most appropriate adjective to describe his work is simply incredible. You just cannot believe that his objects are all made of wood.
Now you'll hear part 2 again.
So today I want to tell you about my favourite artist. He's an absolutely amazing woodcarver called Livio Di Marchi. I've always loved wood carving, ever since I was a small child. One of my favourite toys was a lovely carved wooden bear. Also, an uncle had a table made by someone who'd carved a mouse at the top of one of the legs. You couldn't see it without crawling under the table, but it seemed such a personal and fun thing to do. Wood carving is a wonderful kind of art, I think. You just have to marvel at the patience of the people who've spent endless hours creating their works for our pleasure. I'd never be able to do it, I know. Anyway, Livio Di Marchi is a woodcarver from Venice in Italy. He prefers to use simple but familiar tools, including 100 different kinds of chisel and an ancient hammer made of wood. He is truly a master craftsman, and some of his work is absolutely awesome. Many of his pieces are very famous. For example, he did one called A Dream in Venice that made an appearance in 1994. This extraordinary creation is a huge pumpkin drawn by four horses, which rear up when the driver pulls the reins. It can accommodate four people as it glides across the waters of the Venetian canals and was one of the jewels of the carnival that took place in the city that year. As a child, Di Marchi's interest in ornamental carving led him to work and practice in a craftsman's workshop while studying art and drawing at a famous Venetian art academy. From an early age, he was demonstrating that he had enormous artistic talent for moulding materials, creating wonderfully detailed sculptures. He started off working in marble, later moving to bronze. However, it was not long before he gravitated towards wood. He said he did so because wood offered greater scope. He felt he would be able to put it to a very wide range of uses, and indeed, he has done so. He has created a wonderful variety of pieces, a basket full of teddy bears, items of clothing, all sorts of things. The one I like best is a jacket. It just looks so realistic. You want to touch it because you're sure it must actually be made of leather, but it isn't. But many other people would say their favourite piece is a car. He's done several of those, and they're also amazingly realistic. We often use the word wooden to describe something stiff, but Di Marchi's works are very far from stiff in this sense. In fact, the most appropriate adjective to describe his work is simply incredible. You just cannot believe that his objects are all made of wood.
That's the end of part two. Now turn to part three.